This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
If Australia is like anywhere else around the world, the Jewish community under tremendous pressure in terms of what is going on in Israel, what has been going on in Israel, protests for, protests against. How does it look in Australia?
Indeed, and that does sum it up very well. Protests or rallies, demonstrations in favor of, and then some very concerning protests against. So the positive news first, in a sense, in Melbourne, which has the largest Jewish community in the country, and in Sydney, solidarity rallies, if I can describe in that way, in both cities. The one in Melbourne was outdoors. The one in Sydney was inside Central Synagogue, which is the largest synagogue in the country. The synagogue itself seats just over 2,000 people, plus space for about another 500-600 in other venues within the building itself. And so that was, because of COVID, the numbers were restricted to around 700, but it included MPs, federal and state, and with a lot of, ruach and positive message, et cetera. MPs from both sides of the aisle spoke, one MP from each side of the aisle. The MP from the government side was Dave Sharma, who is, we mentioned before on this program, a former Australian ambassador to Israel, so he knows the stuff very well, and is very articulate and speaks very strongly and passionately. And then on the Labor side, there was a state MP, Dr. Marjorie O'Neill, who spoke very well indeed, and then also of Jewish leadership, and then a strong rally in Melbourne as well. The bad news, Howard, is that for the last 2 weeks, there have been several thousand strong anti-Israel rallies in the center of the city in Sydney. And last Saturday, so 3 days ago, an estimated 10,000 people took part in a march through the center of Sydney with Hezbollah flags, with an Israeli flag with a swastika where the Magen David should be. Mm. So pretty chilling stuff. And I mentioned Hezbollah flags, swastikas, and then chanting the mantras which we know so well from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, and worse. And so that was pretty worrying. And then if that were not bad enough, on one of those university campuses, University of Sydney, which is the oldest university in the country, some student body put out a message on Facebook with a photograph of Hitler himself, and the message saying a pity that he didn't finish what he set out to do, et cetera, et cetera. So that was pretty disturbing that it descended to that level of hatred, of vitriol, on the campuses.
It's interesting, Vic. I was researching an article that I'm writing at the moment. In one week during May, there were 17,000 variations of Hitler was right on social media, on Twitter alone. 17,000 in 1 week. And that really does tell you the story.
It really does. Yeah. And it gives me the shivers as I hear that stat from you. And just before I came on air just now, I was reading a letter out of New York, and he was writing in the New York Times. He used to write for the Wall Street Journal. He's now hopped across to the New York Times. And he's a brilliant writer, always nails it really spot on. And he's talking about exactly this issue, how anti-Zionism equals anti-Semitism, and there absolutely is no difference between the two. And the stats you have just cited, just absolutely make that point. Just absolutely horrendous and chilling.
So what's been the main response in Australia? Because Australia, generally, more than many, many countries, more than most countries, has a superb relationship with Israel and very supportive of Israel.
Very much so. And that's a very point, and your question is spot on. So in terms of the response from the country itself, as in starting with the Prime Minister on downwards, he has come out very strongly saying that Israel Israel, you know, needs, deserves a, to live in peace, etc., etc., and, you know, that civilians deserve to live in peace, etc. So he has made the right noises, and at the same time, obviously, you know, the people in Gaza, you know, who, as we know, are, you know, victims, hostages to Hamas, also, you know, have the right to live in peace, etc. But has come out very strongly, in support of the right of Israel to live in peace, of a two-state solution. And interestingly, a commentator who follows this the way media reports things around the world made the observation that the media in Australia overwhelmingly, compared to the rest of the world, has been pretty damn good. Plenty, one can obviously point to plenty problems, plenty examples where there was a lack of balance, where there was no context, where it forgot to mention that, you know, Jews have a 4,000-year connection to the land, etc. But overwhelmingly, according to this one knowledgeable commentator, by comparison to most of the countries of the world, the coverage has been overwhelmingly pretty reasonable, and a lot better than some people would say, if asked to comment.
In terms of campuses, I mean, you've mentioned that there have been some appalling posts. You've mentioned some of the challenges that the university campuses are having. Has there been an uptick there?
There has been an increase in incidents on the university campus, generally speaking, across the board, and that's a concern. And what I didn't, I only mentioned Sydney and Melbourne. There have been anti-Israel rallies in all the capital cities. So in other words, there are six states in Australia plus two territories, as it's called. In every state has its own capital city. So Sydney is the capital city of New South Wales. Melbourne is the capital city of Victoria. Brisbane, capital city of the state of Queensland. In every capital city, there have been anti-Israel rallies in public in the center of the city. And that takes organization, as we know, and pretty concerning. And as we indicated a few moments ago, not just anti-Israel, but absolutely morphing straight out into unbridled anti-Semitism.
It really is fascinating because we are suddenly seeing American celebrities. It's now swung the other way, where they're standing up and saying, gosh, no, this is anti-Semitism and we need to be careful about anti-Semitism. It's quite fascinating that how this pendulum swings. And whereas we understood at the time that anti-Semitism has to follow that kind of shrill, emotional, hysterical use of hyperbole, that actually sounded like I just did that. But anyway, it's no surprise to us that physical anti-Semitism and very real anti-Semitism followed that type of behavior. Why? Because we've lived this before. We've seen it before. It isn't the first time that we would have seen this.
Indeed. And just before, literally as in a week, 10 days prior to the eruption of hostilities between Israel and Hamas, we had the issue here where a leader of the Labour Party foreshadowed that when the Labour Party conference comes up in October here in Sydney, he's going to put forward a motion on the table that a next Labour government will unilaterally recognise Palestine as a state with no preconditions, with no conditions saying there needs to be equality for men and women or gays should not be hanged with no preconditions whatsoever.
Which is lovely, so which is nice. A full immunity before you do anything.
Exactly. And then, you know, literally days after this was concerning the community, then the escalation of hostilities erupted. And so that motion has, you know, obviously been put to one side while everyone focused on what's been going on between Hamas and Israel. Mm. But now that we have a ceasefire, no doubt that issue will come to the fore again. And in the context of Labour's response to the recent hostilities, the leader of the Labour Party here in New South Wales put out a tweet in which she condemned Israel's bombing of Gaza and did not in the same tweet mention anything about the rockets.
No, it's very comfortable how they do that. And while screaming that Israel is guilty of genocide, I do need to unfortunately leave it there. Vic Aladev, thank you as always. Vic, former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, chatting to us every Tuesday at this time.